We are learning Masechta Ksuvos, Daf Nun Zayin Amud Beis, and we are starting from the Gemara. In our Mishnah, we learned that we give a Kala 12 months to get ready for the Chasana. What's the Makar for that? What's the Makar for 12 months? We know we need 12 months to get ready, but is there a Makar for the Torah? The Gemara says, yes, not immediately. Amar Chistad, Amakra. By Yoimer, it says in the Pasuk, by Lavan, it says, by Yoimer, Achia V'ima, Teisha V'nairi Tonu Yomim, by Osor Akatelech. Eliezer wanted to take her home to Yitzchak, take Rivka home to Yitzchak, and they said, let her wait a little bit. Yomim, by Osor. My Yom, what does Yomim mean? Ilay Matre Yoimer, it means 2 days. Mishdai Inish Hachi, so a person talk that way and say, 2 days, and says, Omrulay Tre Yoimer, Omrululay, he says, no. He says, look what he's asking. He's asking, Yomim, by Osor. So that way someone talks, he says, Omulay Tre Yoimi. They asked 2 days. Omulay. Sorry, Yoimi? Am I give you 10 days? If 2 days would have been no, why 10 days? You don't ask for a small amount and a bigger amount. Elamai Yomim means Shana. The Chsiv Yomim Te Gulasa. It says regarding Geula of a Bati Rechaima, it says Yomim Te Gulasa, which means a year. So what it means is, Lavan was asking, can we have a year or at least 10 months? That's what he's asking. But if it was meant, Yom meant 2 days, you don't ask, can we have 2 days or maybe 10 days? You don't talk like that. So it must be, Yom means 12 months. And that's what he asked for first. That's the default. So you see, there's an 12 months to get ready for the Chasana. Ve'ema, maybe Yom means Chaydesh. And it means you're asking first for Chaydesh and then 10 days. Ve'ema Chaydesh. The Chesivat Chaydesh Yom. You see, Yom can mean Chaydesh. Amri, we say, Donim, Yom Mstam, Yom Mstam. Indom, Yom Mstam, Yom Shiyanem, Vem Chaydesh. You dan, Yom Mstam. From Yom Stam, where it says Yom Tegelasa, you don't dan at Chodesh Yomim. You don't learn out Yomim from Yomim where it says Chodesh Yomim. So the Gemara Vayta, Omer Rav Zera, Tana. We learned in a Braisa, Ketana Bein Hi Bein Avi Yochel Akev Yochel Makev. She's a Ketana, and it's time for Nesuin. Both she and her father could say she's not ready to get married. She could say herself, and the father would say she's not ready to get married. No, I don't want her to be get in a Nesuin now while she's a Ketana. So Mara says, Bishlam ihi, Bishlam is she herself, Matzi Ma'akva. She could say that I'm not ready. Elavia, if she wants to get married and she feels she's up to it, Avia might not believe in it. What does the father care if she gets married? The Gemara answer is no, the father's scared to come back to him. Sava hashlo yoda, right now she doesn't know what she's getting herself into. Lamacha she's mimeredes, and then she can get a get. Va'asya, she should come back home, and the whole expense of the next chas is a beyond me. I wasted all my money. So therefore, I know what I'm talking about, the father says. She's not ready to get married, therefore, she can ma'akiv, just like the ketana herself could be ma'akiv. So that's what we learned so far. Two halachos. First, we learned the makar for 12 months comes from the pasuk yomim asar. And number two, we learned that a ketana bein hi bein avi yechel akiv and asur. Another halacha. Omar Rav Abba Bar Levi ain poiskim ketana le'asiyah kashi ketana. You can't even make up a date while she's a ketana. You can't make up a date that she should get married later on when she's a ketana. You're not allowed to marry off while she's a ketana, and you can't even make up a date to marry off when she's a ketana. And Rashi speaks out that even kedushin, you're not really supposed to marry or make a kedushin for a ketana. We find places where ketana can do kedushin. Some say there. The case was that I was talking about a naira. Really, it wasn't a ketana. Akapanim, it says here, you're not placing like ketana, see because you're ketana. I'm a placing like ketana, see because you're gedola. But you could make up now, like shaduchim, that she'll get married while she's a gedola. So the halacha is you cannot make up any time when to get married while she's a ketana, but you could make up that. But right now, with a shidduch that she's getting married when she's a gedola. What's the pshita? What's the havim that you can't make up now a shidduch that she's get married when she's a gedola? Pshita. Ma'otem lichazuma ma'ila pachta mahashta. Maybe she'll get scared from now. V'choshes she'll get weak. Kamashlo. No. So the Marvayt the Rav Huna bagro yemecha v'niskatcha. Noisla shtoish v'yem ka'amana. Rav Huna comes with a chiddush. He says a begeres that the day she goes to kedushin, all she gets is 30 days. She doesn't get 12 months. Why not? Because Rashi explains that Rav Huna holds that for all these years she wanted to get married, so by the time she's a begeres, she's 12 and a half, she already has everything ready. All she needs is 30 days. That's what Rav Huna held. It says in a braisa, Bagra Rei Ketvua. Bagra is like, so a Ketvua by Begeris is like that Ki'ilu Tava, once she becomes a Begeris, the clock starts ticking, and it's like she's a Tavua to get married. The clock starts ticking. So my love, it means she gets 12 months. My love, it means that she gets 12 months, like a regular Tavua, like a Tavua of a Basula. So it's a Raya, it's a Kasha on Rav Huna. Zog the Maila Ketuvah the Besula. Loi Ketuvah the Amana. She like a Ketuvah the Amana. Now I just want to speak out that Rav Huna says a Chiddush that a Bogru Yemecha Veneskacha, you get 30 days. So Tais is asked, so Im Kain, what's the case where there's 12 months? What's the case where you get 12 months? You can't make a Kedusha on a girl while she's a Ketana. You can't marry her while she's a Ketana. So that can be in 12 months. The Teres has to be when she's a Naira. When she's a Naira, it's 6 months. It's only 6 months. Then she turns into a Begeres already. So what's in a Gei Eva 12 months? That's Teres' Kasha. If you have one, Teres' answer is that if she's a Skacha Kaidim Bakaris, she doesn't get herself ready. So then she gets a full 12 months if she had a Kedushin before she was a Begeres. But the problem, that's Rav Huna's Halacha, the Begeres only gets 30 days. So his first Kasha was, they said already Ketuvah. I'm like, no, Ketuvah Da'amana. That waited 12 months. Rabbi Lezer, since you have to start giving him Zionist, he could be made for the Nadarim. So what do you see? That a Begeres waits 12 months? Tamar says, no, let's read it. Ema Begeres, who waited 30 days, and a regular Naira that waits 12 months, Rabbi Lezer, so it's not right from there. But now the Gemara's being a riot, it's a slug up the Shita. Tashema, Hama'aris es Apsula, if you do Erisin on a Basula, Bein Shetava Abal Vihima Keves, Bein Shetava Hi Ubal Makif, if you made an Erisin and the Baal was Tevea to get married and she says no, or she wants to get married and he says no, Noistin law, Shtemasa Chayes Shas Tviya, you give 12 months. You get 12 months from the time of the Tviya. Avloy Meshas Erisin. Not from the time of Erisin. That means when he asks they're married, that's when he starts getting ready to get married. Even though he wasn't ready, he said, I'm not ready right now. And she's not ready right now. She's Ma'akev. She said, you know, I'm not ready right now. But still, you get 12 months. Either way, you get 12 months to, you know, whoever needs the time. Side of Baal or side of Isha, whoever needs the time, the Lachas get 12 months. Avloy Meshas Erisin. 12 months starts from the Tviya, not from the actual Kedushin. So what's the halacha? Ubagra rei ketua, and by the geres is like a tua. Kate, what does that mean? Bagra yemechad neskach. You got a kedusha. Noistin is lost name vasachaydish. You get 12 months. This is the kasha on Rav Huna. First Shabraisa that bagra yemechad neskach. You get 12 months, and then it says vla arusha sois miyem. What does that mean? We'll explain in a second. But tiyofta Rav Huna, tiyofta. It's a kasha on Rav Huna. It's a kasha on Rav Huna from here. Rav Huna slugged up from this Shabraisa. Tiyofta Rav Huna, tiyofta. Zok the Gemara, my vela Rusa starts from Yom. What's the case where Rusa has 30 days? Amar Papa, I'll come. Begeres, over the same as the Chayes with Begeres. After she's a Begeres, 12 months after that, everyone agrees at that point already, she got everything ready. Neskacha, 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 Yom, Kalamana. All you get is 30 days, Kalamana. And the Rashi Madur Kama says that you have to have a full 12 months after Begeres, and then it's only 30 days. But let's say only a few months after Begeres, and then you got engaged, you still get. The 12 months, full 12 months after Begeres, then everyone agrees you're ready for the chasana. All you get is like almana. Zok the Gemara Vayter. It said in the Mishnah, Giyos man v'loy nisu. We had halacha that it reached his man, he didn't get married. Halacha is she could start eating truma. She could start eating truma, even though she's not nesua, she's just arusa. But after 12 months and he didn't marry her, he could start eating truma. So I'm a ula. Dvar tayra arusa bas yol ches v'truma. Mina tayra really evi arusa could eat truma. Why? Shnema the koyin ki yikne nefesh kiyin kasbay. The high nami kiyin kasbay. This is also kiyin kasef. So why taka, if she let it eat ready from Rusa, why taka doesn't a koyin who's marrying a bas yisrael marrying to a koyin, why can't she eat truma ready from a Rusa? Maybe she'll bring home some truma to her father's house and give her brothers and sisters who are not married to a koyin. So therefore we said a Rusa who's still in the father's house cannot eat truma. So what 12 months after he's supposed to get married, Lamaisi still didn't move to the husband. So why there is it better? Why should I eat Shuma there? When he starts giving her mezainis, he's miyachid a place for her to give her mezainis. He doesn't want other people to take her mezainis, and therefore she won't come to give truma to anyone else. Afraid to Gemara, if this is true, that we're worried about giving truma to the brothers and sisters, lemiata liket loket kain, a kain worker who's working by his child's house, he brings along lunch with him, the truma, loy lechav truma, he shouldn't eat truma in the that house. Dilma asla mechav aday, maybe he'll come feed the family. So if the Gemara says no, don't shasha that. Hashta medu safilei. The owner of the house has to give him food. Midei achli, you think they're going to eat from him? They have to give him food. Now Taisa says, why say fakir the case? Then maybe when Yisrael is working by the kohen, you should be chayish. She says that's not a chash. The kohen is not going to feed his worker truma, and it's only a chash that the worker will give the family because the worker tries to find favor in the family's eyes. Therefore, the chash will give them truma. Omer Shmuel Rav Yehuda. So now the first pshat is. The first part, Ula says why you don't eat truma is Shema Tashke Lachia V'Lachaisa. Rav Shmuel by Rav Yehuda, Rav Shem Simfon. A different reason. We're worried that maybe after you get married, you'll find a mum. Now you're getting, seeing her privately, you find a mum. And therefore, it's made a mechtais, and she ate chuma wrongly. Therefore, we don't give her chuma to Arusa. Even nichasol chuppa v'loy nevela shouldn't eat. And of course, Gia's man should not eat. Why does she eat after Gia's man for 12 months? Why should she eat after the chuppa? She should wait till nevela, till you see the Simfon. Tomorrow says, no, Hasa Mivdik Badle. Before he starts giving Mazinus, he checks her out a hundred mile, then brings her in. Before he gives her Mazinus or brings her the chuppah, he checks her out already, I did a krivim, and therefore we're not Chayshav a Simpon. Frank the Gemara, we're Chayshav a Simpon, Mel Meata, Eved Kainsh Lachum Yisrael. If you bought an Eved from Yisrael, the Kain bought it from Yisrael, Lelechel Vachuma, the Eved should not eat Chuma, Mashum Simpon, maybe he has a mum. So tomorrow, simple vayaleka. There's no chash that he has a mum that to make a mechatayus. Why? The avarai, if it's on the outside of kachazla, you see it. V'idigavoy, if it's an inner, if it's covered, the malacha kabayi. You need a malacha. If you say slechus, he doesn't care what it looks like under his clothing. So if the marakash, well, nintzas ganav b'yustus. Maybe he'll be found that he's a ganav or he steals people. He's a kidnapper, and then he's damaged goods. Maybe Asher shouldn't give him truma. Maybe you're going to find out that he's a damaged goods and be mechatayus. So tomorrow, giyoy, he deserves it. He should have known that every eved is a ganav. So for the Gemara, my ikus, what are you going to tie a list of mezuyim by muktav malchus? List of mezuyim, armed robbery and muktav malchus, which means he did a veira to the malchus. He's supposed to be killed. That you're not going to know about. Hani kol eslu. That is a koil. So frayt the Gemara, mechti ben lemar ben lemar. Saif fi ula, saif fi Shmuel Rav Yehuda. Loy akla. They don't eat lemaisa. One is because they might feed the brothers and sisters. One is because of simfon. My ben, what's enough mila halacha? Ikavenayo kabel mosav halach. The nafkamina is a case where kibul alav baal es hamumin. The case is if the baal says I don't care, I'm a kabel, even if it's a mum, I'm a kabel. So then she'll eat even right when she's arusa. But according to my Amar Tashi Alchay, they're not going to eat. That's one. Number two is Masa Av Suche Abal, is Hoch Suche Av Suche Abal. Both those cases, you're not going to be Chayish Hashem Tashkala Acheha, because there they already gave him to the Suche Abal, to the Baal. But, like Avi Simfon, you didn't marry them, that would be Nafkmina, you won't eat Chuma. So, the first Nafkmina is Kabal, there, if it's Simfon, you eat Chuma, if it's Al Shem Tashkala, you won't eat. The opposite case, Masa Av Suche Abal, is Hoch Suche Av Suche Abal, that case, you will eat only if you hold Shem Tashkala. But if you hold Simfon, you still will not eat Chuma.